Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, we'll make our fearless Blazer predictions at some point in the final hour of the radio show. We still got some other things to get to as well. I had a coaching carousel and coaching audio segment I was going to get to, and then I thought, you know what, we got too much going on today. I'm punting that to tomorrow. So I got some fun with college football audio that we'll hold for tomorrow's show. It will include Josh Pate.
Yeah, he'll be on at 8 a.m.
8 a.m. A little bit later tomorrow. Yeah. At 8 a.m. he had something come up. It is stat or story time.
I'll go first.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Sprague will go first.
Floor is mine.
The floor is yours.
Move. Move. 11.
11.
Your number is 11. Is it the minutes per game Denny, Shaden, Tumani, and Klingon played together last season? Those are four of the five starters.
Per game.
Per game.
Per game.
Okay.
Per game.
Per game. Or is it the age of a boy who came home from school to discover his mom and her boyfriend had moved, and he came home to an empty apartment?
What?
Wow. Just no notes.
Nothing. Just nothing. Disappeared.
They just gone.
I need to know the follow-up there.
Averaging 11. They didn't play much together early on.
No.
They played more together later in the season. So does that average to 11?
I'm going to go story. I'm going to say slightly higher than 11. Give me story.
I actually think they... I'm going to go stat.
Correctamundo, Jason Swigard. Mm. 11 minutes per game. That four averaged per game last season. So I'm curious to see what it's going to be this season.
It should be at least double that.
Oh, I mean, I'd imagine it would be.
Yeah,
right?
Starting lineup,
their
they'll be out there for the
rate. Right? Blake Wesley's their backup point guard.
I mean,
right,
you're looking
now
at the first 6-7 minutes of the game just to begin with, let alone whatever else happens the rest of the way.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a young age still. Kid was 12.
12 years
12
old.
12-year-old in Waco, Texas, came home to quite the surprise. His mom and her boyfriend had moved out during the day while he was in school. So when he opened the front door, the apartment had not one trace of any one item. No indication,
horrible,
no note, no phone call. Police were called because he ended up knocking on a neighbor's door. And the officers identified the mom and her boyfriend. And they said that they would tell an uncle to pick up the boy. They did no such thing. They just straight left the kid all by himself.
It's repercussions for this? That's got to be something.
Well, they
right?
were arrested, Andrew.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's got to be some jail time, right? For a 12-year-old kid? Are you kidding me?
You don't always want to judge off looks. I had this conversation with my daughter yesterday, but this boyfriend looks exactly like the piece of crap you would just see and go, don't trust you with my kid.
Yeah.
Just don't trust
the
you
boyfriend in the life saying, let's get rid of this kid. Let's go do our own thing. Let's move on.
Child Protective Services actually reached out, got a hold of the mom, and they refused to give an address of where they had moved.
Wow.
You guys ever get lost or
no?
Anything?
I got when I was in Europe as a kid. It was one of the few things I remember from the trip. I didn't get lost, but everybody thought I got lost at the Eiffel Tower because I fell asleep on the back of the. We were on like a little tour bus thing to go to the Eiffel Tower.
Was it a double decker?
It was not a double decker, and I fell asleep in the back row. Everybody got off to go tour the Eiffel Tower. They got halfway up before realizing Home Alone situation. Uh oh, missing a kid here.
There's only two of you though.
And
at least
I was
the Home Alone has like
literally
nine kids.
Just sleeping, and they ran around like crazy because they couldn't remember if I got off the bus. Was I on the tour? And then they all burst back onto the bus, and there I was just taking a snooze in the backseat.
I'm not shocked to find out Swag never got lost. It's hard to get lost when you're on a yacht with your parents in Lake Oswego.
That it is. Not a lot of places to get lost out there.
Pinkies up. I got lost once in a park.
No.
I was four.
Four? That's pretty young age to get lost.
And I vividly remember the feeling of being lost.
Like,
I remember crying. I was on a sidewalk, and I remember looking at a mom and a kid and basically telling them, I'm lost, I cannot find my mom.
Somebody help me, please.
And then I kind of remember my mom running finally down the hill,
finding where
I was.
Now, whose fault was it getting lost? Did you go running off, or did your mom do something? Was she not paying attention? Do you remember the causation
of it?
So
I'm not blaming myself. I'm four. Where are you at? Are you smoking weed with Johnny Hopkins? Like, why are you not watching me?
Johnny Hopkins is over on the other side of the park, man. Sounds like a good time.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Swag, you want to go next?
I can go.
Okay, fire away.
Your number is 5.
5.
Is it the number of double overtime games in a season opener involving the defending champion the next season?
Was this in the open with Tirico? Or was that just a general first game of the season?
That was just a general first game. Okay. The number of times the defending NBA champion in their succeeding season opener played a multiple double overtime game,
which happened last night.
Or is it the amount of money in dollars that a 13-year-old kid won back in 1916?
Okay.
Who won the original drawing for Mr. Peanut? It is National Nut Day.
A kid drew Mr. Peanut?
Yeah. The basic sketch.
What's worse, $5 for Mr. Peanut logo or that lady in the swoosh?
Yeah, both of those are
tough. She at least got stock options, I think.
Both of those are tough.
5 in 1916.
I'm gonna go
kind of tracks.
1916.
$5 also a lot in 1916.
Yeah. Curious what that equates to today.
I'll look it up right now. Okay. What's the inflation on that?
Hold on.
I'm gonna go in my mind tells me that like there's how many times has that happened in my lifetime that I remember opening night because the defending champs always on opening night.
$5 in 1916 is the equivalent, according to indollars.com, of $148.61 today.
I mean, you're still getting screwed.
Especially for how big Mr. Peanut came.
For how big that ended up being.
He became a cartoon that moved and talked.
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat. And my mind tells me there's not been that many, but that leads me to say he's trying throw me off the scent here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go stat.
I kind of had the same thought. He wants me to say story.
How many of these do you remember? Last night, when was the last time you remember the defending NBA champs playing a double overtime game on opening night? So that's why it's got to be a stat.
It's got to be a stat. Yeah, for the segment's sake, I agree with you. I'm going to go story for the segment's sake.
Damn it.
There have been three defending champion
right.
double overtime games in the season opener. The 85-86 Lakers and the 56-57 Warriors.
That doesn't count.
It's the first time a season opening game went to multiple overtime since the Celtics and Knicks in 2021.
That game went to... Yeah, I don't remember that game at all.
So, little Timmy getting robbed here for Mr. Peanut logo.
And Shea Gilgeous-Alexander passed Kevin Durant, Michael Jordan. It was his 73rd consecutive game with at least 20 points. He's fourth all time. But yeah, the story. So it's National Nut Day.
You bet it is. So
Planters Peanut Company was founded in 1906 in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Amadeo Obici was the founder of it. So he then in 1916 wanted a mascot or a logo or something. Had a contest. 13-year-old Antonio Gentile submitted an original drawing and won the contest and won $5 as a result. Then they took his original drawing and then they had a professional artist add the top hat and the monocle and the spats and the cane to Mr. Peanut.
All-timer. It's one of the most recognizable logos.
But the owner of Planters then befriended the Gentile family and paid for Antonio and his four siblings to go to college, as well as Antonio's way through medical school.
And then he took the $5 and he bought a house, a car, and then grew up and told us to pull us by the bootstraps. Pull yourself up. Stop complaining.
He used to walk uphill both ways. Happy Nut Day, everybody.
Yeah, eat some nuts. Have your almonds, your peanuts.
One of the biggest family lies in my family is being told that my uncle created the Alaska Airlines logo on a napkin.
One of those tales that just bounces around generation to generation.
I don't even know if it was generation by generation. It was just something said to me offhand, and I'm like,
no way.
We did?
No way, dude.
Like, somebody stole it from his napkin. I'm like, what?
All right, your number today is 122.5 million. 122.5 million. Is it the career earnings of one Jamal Crawford during his NBA career in NBA contracts, who was on the call last night, and I quite enjoyed on NBC? Or is it the amount of money in items that was stolen? Is it the Louvre Museum in Paris? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Louvre? Yeah. That was stolen in a heist on Sunday by four perpetrators.
This is a stat, Bob. Now, you're not rounding here. This is
a
square
specific
even.
Specific number.
122.5.
122.
So this is nothing but zeros past those fives.
0.5.
I'm still going to say stat.
Okay.
Yeah, I think stat.
Stat? Well, don't follow me.
Idiots. God, you guys are terrible at this game.
I told you.
Yeah, 122.5 million. That's how much Jamal Crawford. Or no, did you guys see this story?
I did see the story, but I didn't read it.
This is wild stuff, and I want a movie to be made. This kind of stuff fascinates me. So the Louvre Museum in Paris.
Diamonds, right?
$102.1 million worth of things that were stolen.
Yeah.
There are 100 investigators right now that are on the hunt for four crooks who broke into the museum. I'll get to what they stole in a second, but essentially they dressed up as construction workers and then used, there was like a back staircase that they were able to get onto a second floor. There's still images of one guy wearing like a yellow construction vest just cutting through the glass stealing these things.
So cool.
Some of the things that they got.
I mean, not cool, but yeah.
Some people are wondering if they're going to melt it, like take all the diamonds off and melt it down. Some of the things that were stolen, they dropped a crown on the way out, so they missed on that one, but they got a diamond and sapphire tiara that once belonged to Napoleon III, his wife.
Wow.
What else did they get? A sapphire necklace and earrings from the collection, also from Napoleon's family. So essentially, well over $100 million, $102.1 million. They left behind a helmet and a glove, and they're running DNA tests.
Good luck with that.
So far, they have no leads on who these four individuals were. They climbed up, they climbed down, and they got away on scooters with all of these items.
The third Ocean's movie and Red Notice, or not Red Notice. What is that, the one with Ryan Reynolds and The Rock?
I think so. That sounds right.
They're not the most amazing movies. I love heist movies, though.
Heist movies are so fun.
No, heist movies, great.
They're so good.
So good. So, kudos to these guys for getting away with it for now. We'll see how long they're on the line.
Cashing in, dude. I think they know what they're doing.
You got to have a place to take these, though, because these items are hot now. You go black market.
You go black market.
Gotta have a fence.
The theory from the investigators in Paris is that they're going to take all the jewels off, melt it all down, and sell it as gold, you know, different sapphires. And you're not going to get $100 million out of it, but you can get a lot of money out of it.
Yeah.
So, well, time will tell on that one. There you go. Saturday Story every Wednesday at 9:15.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.